Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Manim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Masechus Ksubas, Daf Nun Ches, the fifth parak of Al Pi. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaChazachas HaTorah. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph introduced Machlokas regarding how much truma a husband may give his kala. Rabbi Tarfon says, Noisin lahakol, truma, she may be given all her food from truma. But Rabbi Kiva says, Maxachulin and Maxatruma, half of her food must be from chulin, and half may be truma. Rush explains that according to Rabbi Tarfon, even though a tummy person such as Anita may not eat truma, she can sell some of the truma to purchase chulin while she's tummy. Rabbi Kiva holds that half the food must be chulin, so she has what to eat when she's tummy. On this stuff, Abai said the Machlokas is regarding Abbas Cohen, married to a Kohen, but with a Bas Yisrael, who's Mekudeshes to a Kohen, everybody agrees it must be half Chulin and half Truma. Rashi explains that a Bas Kohen knows a Truma must be sold when she's Tameh, but a Bas Yisrael is not familiar with this. Therefore, Rabbi Tarfon would agree that she'd be given half her food from Chulin. Abai also said that the Malchokas only applies to an Arusa, but everybody agrees that an Asua must have half her food from Chulin. Rashi explains that the Arusa's father, who is a Kohen, can sell the Truma for her. But for a nesuah, referring to a wife who eats separately from her husband, it would be immodest for her to go out to the marketplace to sell truma. A brice is brought with three more opinions. Point number two, the Mishnah said regarding a husband feeding his arusa truma, Zo Mishnah Rishona, Basin Shacharen Namru, Eini Isha Ochelis Betruma Ashit Tikanas Ochupa. This was the original teaching, but a basin that came after them said that a woman may not eat truma until she enters the chuppah. Ula, and some say it was Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, said the reason for the latter basin was Mishum Sumpon, because of the possibility that an annulling issue will retroactively invalidate the Kedushin. The Gemara asks what the difference is between the first and latter ruling, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who said the first ruling was because of Simpon and permitted her to eat after 12 months, and the latter ruling, which was because of Simpon, prohibits her to eat truma until chuppah, and answers that the difference is bedikas chutz, whether a superficial examination, which is an examination done by female relatives and not himself, is sufficient to eliminate the possibility of a defect. The original basin held, bedikas chutz, shma bedika, a superficial examination is deemed an effective examination, and the latter basin held, bedikas chutz, lo shma bedika, a superficial examination is not an effective examination. And point number three, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Yechol isha lomar labala eini nizonas ve'eini osa. A woman may say to her husband, I will not be supported by you, and I will not work and give you my earnings. The Gemara explains that he holds, ki sakinu rabbanim mizone ikr umaseh edea mishum eva, that when the Rabban were mitakin that a husband must support his wife and she must work and give him her earnings, the primary purpose of the enactment was the food support of the wife, and the husband's right to her earnings is to prevent his ill will to her, that he's supporting her and not receiving her earnings in return. Therefore, since the enactment was for her benefit, Harishus Biyada, she is within her rights to refuse support and keep her earnings. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph introduced Machlokas regarding how much truma a husband may give his kala. Rabbi Tarfon says, Noisin lahakol, truma, she may be given all her food from truma. But Rabbi Kiva says, Maxachulin and Maxatruma, half of her food must be from chulin, and half may be truma. Rush explains that according to Rabbi Tarfon, even though a tummy person such as Anita may not eat truma, she can sell some of the truma to purchase chulin while she's tummy. Rabbi Kiva holds that half the food must be chulin, so she has what to eat when she's tummy. On this stuff, Abai said the Machlokas is regarding Abbas Cohen, married to a Kohen, but with a Bas Yisrael, who's Mekudeshes to a Kohen, everybody agrees it must be half Chulin and half Truma. Rashi explains that a Bas Kohen knows a Truma must be sold when she's Tameh, but a Bas Yisrael is not familiar with this. Therefore, Rabbi Tarfon would agree that she'd be given half her food from Chulin. Abai also said that the Malchokas only applies to an Arusa, but everybody agrees that an Asua must have half her food from Chulin. Rashi explains that the Arusa's father, who is a Kohen, can sell the Truma for her. But for a nesuah, referring to a wife who eats separately from her husband, it would be immodest for her to go out to the marketplace to sell truma. A brice is brought with three more opinions. Point number two, the Mishnah said regarding a husband feeding his arusa truma, Zo Mishnah Rishona, Basin Shacharen Namru, Eini Isha Ochelis Betruma Ashit Tikanas Ochupa. This was the original teaching, but a basin that came after them said that a woman may not eat truma until she enters the chuppah. Ula, and some say it was Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, said the reason for the latter basin was Mishum Sumpon, because of the possibility that an annulling issue will retroactively invalidate the Kedushin. The Gemara asks what the difference is between the first and latter ruling, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who said the first ruling was because of Simpon and permitted her to eat after 12 months, and the latter ruling, which was because of Simpon, prohibits her to eat truma until chuppah, and answers that the difference is bedikas chutz, whether a superficial examination, which is an examination done by female relatives and not himself, is sufficient to eliminate the possibility of a defect. The original basin held, Bedikas Chutz Shema Bedika, a superficial examination is deemed an effective examination, and the latter basin held, Bedikas Chutz Lo Shema Bedika, a superficial examination is not an effective examination. And pointing with you, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Yechol Isha Lomar Lavala Eini Nizonas VeEini Osa. A woman may say to her husband, I will not be supported by you, and I will not work and give you my earnings. The Gemara explains that he holds Kisakinu Rabbanim Mizone Iker Umasei Dea Mishum Eva, that when the Rabbanim were metakin that a husband must support his wife and she must work and give him her earnings, the primary purpose of the enactment was the food support of the wife, and the husband's right to her earnings is to prevent his ill will to her, that he's supporting her and not receiving her earnings in return. Therefore, since the enactment was for her benefit, Harishus Biyada, she is within her rights to refuse support and keep her earnings. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Ches, and our standard Siman is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. When Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, HaKohen, who was giving his Bas Kohen Arusa 50% Chuan and 50% Truma, told her he had to stop giving until the Chuppah, because Bedika's Chutz, Loshma Bedika, she responded she'd rather not be supported from him at all, and will keep her own earnings. Once again, it's a motion. When Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, HaKohen, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, that must be learned off Nunches. When Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, HaKohen, who was giving his Bas Kohen Arusa 50% Chuan and 50% Truma, which reminds us, Abai said that the Malchokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva regarding how much Truma one can feed as Arusa is dealing with a Bas Kohen married to a Kohen, but with a Bas Yisrael as Mukadesh to a Kohen. Everybody agrees it must be half Chulon, half Truma. And Rashi explains that a Bas Kohen knows a Truma must be sold when she's Tameh, but a Bas Yisrael is not familiar with this. Therefore, Rabbi Tarfon would agree that she'd be given half her food from Chulon. Abai also said that Malchukas only applies to an Arusa, but everybody agrees that an Asua must have half her food from Chulon. Rashi explains that Arusa's father, who is a Kohen, can sell the Truma for her, but for an Asua, referring to a wife who eats separately from her husband, it would be immodest for her to go out to the marketplace to sell Truma. So when Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, HaKohen, who was giving his Bas Kohen Arusa 50% Chuan and 50% Truma, told her he had to stop giving until the Chuppah because Bedikas Chutz Loshma Bedika, which reminds us, the Mishnah said regarding a husband feeding his Arusa Truma, Zomish Mishona, this was the original teaching, but a basin that came after them said that a woman may not eat Truma until she enters the Chuppah. And the Gemara asks what the difference is between the first and latter ruling according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who said the first ruling was because of Simpon and permitted her to eat after 12 months, and the latter ruling, which was because of Simpon, that prohibits her to eat Truma until Chuppah. And answers that the difference is Bedikas Chutz, whether a superficial examination, which is an examination done by female relatives and not himself, is sufficient to eliminate the possibility of a defect. The original basin held Bedikas Chutz Shma Bedika, and the latter basin held Bedikas Chutz Lo Shma Bedika. So when Noach Goldberg the zookeeper HaKohen, who was giving his Bas Kohen Arusa 50% Chuan and 50% Truma, told her he had to stop giving until the Chuppah because Bedikas Chutz Lo Shma Bedika, she responded she'd rather not be supported from him at all and will keep her own earnings. Which reminds us, a woman may say to her husband, I will not be supported by you, and I'll not work and give you my earnings. Because when the Rabbanim were metakin that a husband must support his wife, and she must work and give him her earnings, the primary purpose of the tekana was the food support of the wife, and the husband's right to her earnings is to prevent his ill will to her, that he's supporting her and not receiving her earnings in return. Therefore, since the tekana was for her benefit, she's within her rights to refuse support and keep her earnings. So once again, when Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, HaKohen, who was giving his Bas Kohen Arusa 50% Chuan and 50% Truma, told her he had to stop giving until the Chuppah because Bedikas Chutz Lo Shma Bedika, she responded she'd rather not be supported from him at all and will keep her own earnings. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Nun Dalet. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them. Pasta chef, noodle patterns? That must be on Daf Nun Dalet. The pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which reminds us, as Malchokas Rav and Shmuel, whether an almana's clothing is deducted from her ksuba and whether the same is done for the clothing of a lakit, a field hand. So if the pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which had been extremely high because he had added 100 mana on it, which reminds us, the opening mission of the fifth parak states, even though they said a basul collects 200 zuz and an almana collects a mana, if he wishes to add to the ksuba even 100 mana, he may add. The Gemara asks why the Mishnah must teach this, since this is obvious, and answers, you might have thought kitzutza av the rabban shulavai shesmi she'enlo, that the Rabbanan instituted a fixed amount for all ksubas so as not to embarrass one who does not have the ability to add on to the ksuba. Therefore, the Tana is teaching that one may increase the amount. So the pasta chef's almana had her clothing with the noodle patterns on them deducted from her ksuba, which had been extremely high because he had added 100 mana on it before she depleted most of it as a meretis, since the rule is Tanai ksuba kaksuba dami, which reminds Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yonai that Tanai ksuba kaksuba dami, a Tanai in the ksuba is like the ksuba itself. This ring has 14 nafkaminas, one of them being Lagabe Amoretis, a rebellious woman. Rashi explains that in a case when a wife refuses to have relations with her husband, Basin reduces her ksuba a certain amount each week. Since the Tanai ksuba are considered the ksuba, the reduction continues until these additional amounts are depleted. Daf Nun Hey, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The man pulled over for a speeding. Speeding? That must be one Daf Nun Hey, speed limit sign of 55. The man pulled over for a speeding on his way to Mas Mechasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, which reminds us, it's a machlokes between the academies of Bukmedisa Mas Mechasya whether a ksubas benin dechrin can be collected from lien properties sold by the father. In Pupendisa, they say they cannot be collected, since they understand the ksubas benin dechrin is a form of inheritance, whereas Mas Mechasya, they say they can collect it, since the ksubas benin dechrin is a collection of a debt. So the man pulled over for speeding on his way to Mas Mechasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, tried to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, which reminds us the fourth machlok is between the academies of Pupendisa and Mas Mechasya, is regarding the following. If one said to witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, write and sign a document and give it to him, which Rashi explains to mean that he's giving some land to a certain recipient, they disagree where there was no kinyan done. In Pupendisa, they said that it's not necessary to consult with him before giving the document to the recipient, whereas those Mas Mechasya say that it is necessary for the witnesses to ask the donor if he has had a change of mind. The Gemara concludes that it is necessary to ask the donor before delivering the document to the recipient. So the man pulled over for speeding on his way to Mas Mechasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, tried to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, writing him over the field that he received as a present from a shchimera, who also gave it to him with a kinyan, which reminds us, it was stated Matnas Shchimera, Shekasba Kinyan, regarding a gift of a person on his deathbed, in which it was also written that the gift was given with a kinyan. Rav holds that he gave his gift with two powers, that he made his gift like the gift of a healthy person and like the gift of a Shchimera. Each has a benefit. Shmuel said he didn't know how to judge this case. Shemelo Gamro Haknosa El Bishtar Ve'ein Shtar Lachermisa, for perhaps the sick person only had mind to affect the transfer to the Kinyan suitor with a star, and a Kinyan suitor with a star cannot affect the transfer after death. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher in Shul going Nunu. So here goes. The Shusher in Shul shouted Nunu to the Chassan, dreaming about the Chibas Chuppah of the first night, when he saw the Kala writing a receipt for partial payment of the Ksuba, and told him he can't reduce the Ksuba amount since the Ksuba is a Daraisa. So once again in slow motion, the Shusher in Shul shouted Nunu. Shusher in Shul shouting Nunu? That must be round off Nun Vav. The Shusher in Shul shouted Nunu to the Chassan, dreaming about the Chibas Chuppah of the first night, which reminds us, Ravin asks, Niknas al Chuppah v'nivala mahu. What is the halacha according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari if the Kala entered the Chuppah but did not have bia with the Chassan? When Rabbi Elazar said that only a Nesua is entitled to the Zephas Ksuba, is it because Chibas Chuppah Kona, the affection that results from the Chuppah, is what acquires the Zephas for her? Or is it because Chibas Bia Kona, it's the affection that comes from the Bia that acquires the Tosefis for it? The Gemara brings a proof from a Braisa that states the reason for Boaz's ruling is Shulkatzavla Ela Chibas Laila Harishon, because he wrote the Tosefis for her only on the affection that occurs the first night. This makes sense if one says Chibas Chuppah Kona, for that is why it said the first night, since the night they enter the Chuppah is always the first night, whereas Bia can be on subsequent nights. So the Shusher and Shul shed it Nunu to the Chassan, dreaming about the Chibas Chuppah of the first night, when he saw the Kala writing a receipt for partial payment of the Ksuba, which reminds the Rebbe says that a woman must write a receipt instead of waiving the Ksuba orally, even though he holds Dabrish B'mamun Tanai Kayim. With respect to a monetary matter, a Tanai stands, even if it contradicts what's written in the Torah, because he holds that a Ksuba is a Derabbanan. The Chamim strengthened their enactments more than they did to obligations in the Torah. So the Shusher and Shul shed a nu-nu to the Chassan, dreaming about the Chibas Chuppah of the first night, when he saw the Kala writing receipt for partial payment of the Ksuba, and told him he can't reduce the Ksuba amount, since the Ksuba is a Daraisa. which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis, where Meir said that if one attempts to reduce the amount of the ksuba, harzo bi'ilas nus, then it's considered a bi'av znus. The Gemara infers that Meir's expression of kol poches, anyone who attempts to reduce, means afil b'tanai, even through a tanai, and is not successful. Meir says that a tanai regarding the ksuba doesn't stand because he holds that a ksuba is a deraisa. And kol masna al masha kasba Torah, tanai batel. If anyone makes a tanai against what's written in the Torah, the tanai is batel. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simur Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use Pinocchio. So here goes. When the young cow was buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection, Pinocchio, that must be wearing Daf Nun Zayin, nose. When the young cow who was buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection during the 12 months before Nisuin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a Basul is given 12 months from when her husband told her to prepare for the wedding in order to prepare herself. And just as the woman is given 12 months, so too the man is given 12 months to provide for himself. The Gemara says the source for giving a cow 12 months to prepare comes from when Lavan and his mother were requesting from Eliezer that Rivka stay a year, or at least 10 months. So when the young cow who was buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection during the 12 months before Nisuin was told by her father that he was delaying the chasna because he felt she wasn't ready, which reminds Rabbi Zera said, a braisa ta katana ben hi ben avia yochon l'akev. In the case of a katana, both she and her father may delay the wedding, which Rashi explains to mean that they may do so until she becomes an adult. The Gemara explains that the father is also allowed to delay the chasna because he reasons that now she doesn't know the difficulties of marriage and tomorrow she'll rebel against her husband and leave him, and she'll come back home and fall on him. Rashi explains that he'll have to support her until she becomes an adult, and then have to provide her with another set of jewelry. So when the young cow who's buying accessories for her Pinocchio doll collection during the 12 months before Nisuin was told by her father that he was delaying the chasna because he felt she wasn't ready, she got upset she would need to wait longer before she could eat truma, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, he gives man nisu, ochus mishalubah, ochus mitruma. If the appointed time arrived and they were not married, they eat of the husband's food, and if the husband is a kohen, they may eat truma. Even though an arusa is allowed to eat truma with the rice, the Chachamim said that she may not eat truma, but they were concerned that perhaps they'll pour a cup of truma wine for her in her father's house, and she'll give her brother and sister who are not kohanim to drink from it. Rosh Mobar Yehuda said, mishum simpon, it's because of the possibility of an nullification, which will retroactively invalidate the kedushin. Rashi explains that he might find a blemish in her, which indicates that the kedushin was carried out with a mistaken assumption, and she'll have eaten truma unlawfully. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have machlokes whether bedikas chutz, shema bedika, that's on daf? Nunchas. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have when the Reb Meir holds a ksuba is deraisa, which is why the chasan cannot reduce the ksuba, that's on daf? Nun vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss the intent of a shchimera who gave a gift with a kinyan, that's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 4. Which daf are two reasons given as to why an arusa to a kohen cannot eat truma the first 12 months, that's on daf? Nun zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Abai said that the malchokas would be tougher than we keep regarding how much truma can be fed to an arusa was specifically regarding an arusa who is a bas kohen, that's on daf? Nunchas. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a question whether chibas chupa kona or chibas bia kona regarding the Tosefis ksuba? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn a woman can refuse support from her husband and keep her earnings? That's on daf. Nunchas. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we machok is Rabban Shmuel whether an almana has clothing deducted from her ksuba and whether a lakid, a field hand, has his clothing deducted from his compensation? That's on daf. Nundalad. Good. Number 9. Which of the when both a young girl and her father can delay the chasna? That's on daf. Nunzain. Good. Number 10. Which of the when Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kohen must write a receipt for a ksuba because chacham asu chizuk divrehem? That's on daf. Nunvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.